Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. If you're just joining End Time World News for the first time, welcome. End Time World News is an independent and alternative media organization. We're dedicated to finding truths and issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. For questions, prayer requests, or more information about this podcast, folks, contact endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. Like, share, subscribe. And folks, your donations are always welcome. We have several ways to donate through PayPal, Venmo, or Cash App. Your donations go to content creation and management, and they help keep us on the air each and every week. So definitely, if you get something out of today's podcast, folks, think about donating, would you please? Okay, let's get into today's news. Today's news comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. And the article was dated, very interesting article, again, Friday, May 12th, 2023, just a couple days ago, folks. And the headline reads as follows. It says, monkeypox resurfaces in Chicago just as the WHO end of monkeypox global emergency. So just as they end the emergency, all of a sudden we've got a resurfacing of monkeypox in the Chicago area. Well, I can tell you, folks, I can definitely tell you, I know what's going on. And what is going on is that it's definitely the globalists want to scare everybody in the world. These globalists are Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum, Bill Gates, George Soros, Obama's part of that. Bush knows what's going on. President, ex-president George W. Bush. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. King Charles over in England. Justin Trudeau over in Canada, the prime minister. The world knows what's going on, folks. And what is going on is deception. What is going on is lies. What is going on is constant fear. And that's what they want to do. That's what the devil wants to do. And that's what these demon-possessed people are doing. So let's get into today's article, shall we? A cluster of monkeypox cases has emerged in Chicago, just as the World Health Organization, or WHO, is declaring the health emergency over. A dozen confirmed cases and one probable case of monkeypox were reported in the nation's third biggest city in a period from April 17th to May 5th. Okay. We're only on the 14th, so we're 9 days past the 5th. So this is pretty recent, folks. In all these cases, the virus was supposed to spread through sexual contact. 9 of the infections were noted in men who were fully vaccinated against the virus. Well, what does that tell you? Although no one of the infected individuals were hospitalized, the city nonetheless is warning the reinsurgence of monkeypox. The illness grabbed a lot of the headlines last year when it said that when it started spreading rapidly among gay and bisexual men in Europe and in the U.S. Its rise coincided with gay pride celebrations in many cities. Cases peaked in August before tapering off due to the greater awareness. So far, just over 30,000 Americans have been diagnosed with monkeypox. In the Chicago uptick, officials were worried about the disease spreading undetected among individuals, including those who were vaccinated. The men who were infected between the ages of 34 and a third of them have also HIV. Some of the men involved had regularly traveled to places like Mexico, New York City, and, of course, New Orleans. The Chicago Commissioner of Public Health, Dr. Allison Arwardy, announced that cases have been rising in the Windy City. Speaking to a Facebook Live, she said, most weekends, we didn't see a case of monkeypox, maybe one or two higher in a week. But then these just last couple of weeks, we saw two, then five, and then another six come in. So officials have been warning recently about the potential reinsurgence of this summer as hundreds of thousands of individuals head to gay pride festivals throughout the nation. So far, however, there have not been a single uptick beyond one in Chicago. A total of 62 cases were reported in a two-week period from April 26th to May 10th. With most of them being in Texas, followed closely by Illinois. Other cases were reported in Louisiana, New York, Florida, Oregon, and Alabama. However, officials said from Texas that at least 17 of those cases were from last year and were only just now being added to the CDC count. The CDC declares, and this is what they just recently did, folks, the WHO declared that the monkeypox health emergency was over. That was the worldwide pandemic, so they said. The WHO recently declared the end to international emergency.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Declared that the virus last July when Director General Tedros overruled an expert committee and issuing the designation. Some believe that he may have been acting out of abundance of caution due to criticism over how the WHO responded to COVID in its early days. However, he now says that the outbreak is largely under control, declaring that we will now see a steady progress of controlling the outbreak based on lessons of HIV and working closely with most affected communities. He also said that he's pleased to declare that monkeypox is no longer a global health emergency. He added that monkeypox, which is sometimes now referred to as Mpox, in an attempt to degestimize it, has long been present in certain areas of Western and Central Africa where individuals infected by wild animals. However, it was not responsible for major outbreaks until epidemics started popping up around the world last May. Like, share, subscribe. If you like this podcast, folks, and again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. Folks, it's this time in the podcast. Here's a simple prayer if you've not given your life to Jesus Christ and invited him into yours. If you want to invite Jesus Christ into your life right now, this is known as a salvation prayer. And a salvation prayer will save your soul if you truly want to give yourself to Jesus Christ so you can go to heaven. But, of course, you actually have to believe in God. You just can't say it. You actually have to do, you know. Doing is believing, and you have to do things. You actually have to get off your butt and do something. And so if you want to say this prayer, folks, and give your life to Jesus Christ and invite him into yours, here we go. Repeat after me, folks. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross to rescue me from sin and from death and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask you take your rightful place in my life as my Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart. Fill me with your love and your life, and help me to become a person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen and amen. And folks, if you just said the prayer, first thing I want you to do is congratulations. And I want you to go out somehow, some way. If you're here in the United States, you can always order one on Amazon. Get yourself a Holy Bible. That's the first step. And just start, once you get one, you can get one through Amazon, maybe a bookstore. There's a lot of places you can get one. Normally, Amazon has all different prices of Bibles. It'd probably be good if you got one through there, if you can afford it. If not, I'll cover that in just a minute. But just dig into the Bible and just start reading. And then the second thing is, if you can't afford a Bible and you're on a budget like I am, folks, and I'm definitely on a budget, I can tell you that right now, you can find a church that preaches the Trinity, that's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and approach a pastor, senior pastor, junior pastor, a deacon, a member of the church that can probably get you a Bible. I say that tongue in cheek. I know they can. If you tell them, you just said a prayer, you just gave your life to Jesus Christ, you want to start studying the Bible, they'll get you a Bible, folks. I'm positive that they will. So once you get into a Bible, then find a church that preaches the Trinity. Write down, go back home, write down your questions. What is salvation? Why did Jesus have to die on the cross? When's Jesus coming back? What do I have to do to be a Christian? What do I have to do to go to heaven? Where is heaven? I mean, all these millions and millions of questions. Write them back. Write them back and write them down, rather, and then make an appointment with the person that gave you that Bible of the church. Say, hey, I got some questions. Can I have 20 or 30 minutes of your time? I want to get my questions answered so I understand things clearly. And that's what you do, folks. And then once you get your questions answered, you start going to church, you attend church. And once you become a member of the church, you'll probably want to get baptized. And that's very important, getting baptized. And that's basically it. All you have to do is give your life to Jesus Christ. Pick up a Bible, and again, you know, with today's apps on the iOS market, that's iPhone, and then, of course, Google, you can download Bible apps. I have one on my phone, and I'll be honest with you, folks. It's a little easier to listen to the Bible than it is to read, especially when you got glaucoma really bad, like I have it in my right eye, unfortunately. It's just part of life. But I can hear really good. I go to a quiet place, and I can play the Bible. And that's what you need to do. Just listen to the Bible. If you can't read, if your eyes are bad, like I have a bad right eye, whatever it takes, folks, just whatever it takes, just get into the Bible and just go. But that's it. Welcome. In case you're just joining us, absolutely welcome, folks. Congratulations. You gave your life to Jesus Christ. I commend you. And that is it. This is End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric, and I'm your host, and this is End Time World News. Be well, be safe. Most importantly, folks, thank you for listening, and God bless you and your family. That's it for today. Bye for now.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.